We have skin in the game when it comes to the way the state handles the closures, but we really don't have any impact on it.
Barbara Smith is the Buffalo School District's chief financial and operating officer. She explains what happens when a charter school is closed. Smith tells WBFO News closing of community charter would mean the school ultimately comes back to the district. Smith says when a charter closes, it helps save the district a little bit of cash.
It helps us. We certainly save. We can operate those and have those students come back to us for much less than what we pay in the tuition. We saw that when Pinnacle closed. We saved $6.8 million in tuition, and we were able to basically take over that school for half the cost.
Community Charter School lost its fight to remain open late last week when a Supreme Court justice dismissed a lawsuit filed by the school against the State Education Department. Last year, the school was granted a temporary restraining order to remain open after the State Board of Regents said it would not renew the school's charter. It had cited a drop in academic performance and poor test scores. But community charter school leader Denise Luca is worried about a potential pattern of eliminating some charters. Given what happened with Pinnacle last year and now you folks, is this a trend?
I have to consider what you're saying, that there seems to be somewhat of a trend to eliminate, in Western New York, to eliminate charter schools. What happened to Pinnacle, very similar situation with us. You know, I collaborate with all the other charter school leaders, and, you know, we have these conversations, but I don't know. I'm not really into finger-pointing right now because it's kind of a moot point because it's already over.
Now more than 300 families from community charter are scrambling to find a new school. Community charter closes at the end of the school year in June. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.